The senator from the fourth, the senator from Johnson, has joined the chamber. Senator from Johnson, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the fourth?
Yes.
Please proceed.
I think it's, I don't know if it's morning or afternoon.
It's
or evening.
It's evening.
Okay. Well, we're late in the evening. Well, Senator, you know, you started off earlier this afternoon, and I was writing down notes while you were talking.
Okay.
Earlier this afternoon, and I wanted to, you know, ask you some questions, and I never got the opportunity until this very moment. You know, nobody wanted to give me the opportunity, and so, I just wanted to, you know, based on some information that you talked about.
Yes.
And one of the things you were saying was, I heard you say the word compassion.
Yes.
A lot.
Passion,
but,
yes. I believe that these kids need love and compassion and some counseling to go through what they're going through, not a prescription to cut off their genitals.
Well, let's unpack all of that, because I know that we say a lot of things, you know, when we're, you know, discussing policy.
Right.
And so let's just talk about, you know, this policy. And what I wanted to ask is, what is your recommendation for, you know, parents? Because I wrote this question down earlier. What is your recommendation for parents whose children are dealing with gender dysphoria?
Well, you know, I would say try to be loving, caring, and understanding. Listen to them. Go to some counseling and find out what the real issue is.
But you don't think that they've done that. So basically, on your statements, you're saying that these parents are not being loving and compassionate.
What I'm saying is, a lot of these parents think, "What should I do? My daughter just said that they wanted to be my son, or my son said that they just wanted to be my daughter. What should I do? Let me Google it. Oh, it's the transgender clinic. I'll go to the transgender clinic. They'll answer all these questions. And then when they go to the transgender clinic, instead of counseling and offering alternatives to horrific, barbaric, irreversible surgeries of cutting off genitals and cutting off breasts and chemical castration, they can look at alternatives.
Well, let me ask you, do you know of anybody in your circle who has a child who's experienced gender dysphoria?
I do.
And in that process, have you went through that process with them when they were, you know, when their child is experiencing depression, their child is suicidal, parents are exasperated because, you know, it's hard when you have a child that is, going through depression and suicide and those thoughts, because they're feeling, you know, they're experiencing, you know, this dysphoria. So, you know, have you went through that process with them? Have you, you know, had that conversation with them?
You know what? I have not personally had that conversation with them. These are some associates that I know through church. But what I would tell them is that ask them if they've been to counseling, because if they're depressed, whatever the situation, if they're being bullied at school or whatever, popping off their genitals is not going to change their depression.
Well, I think that's a little drastic and radical. You get
right,
me?
I would
and
agree.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's happening.
Let me read you something. It's happening. It's happening.
And wait a minute, before we go there, you know, because we can. It's easy. What they say is easy to comment on a situation from the outside when you're not actually in that situation and you're not dealing with that. You know, that child. Every day. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, what do you think? Let me ask you this question then. Because we're dealing with a lot of what I call freedoms. Okay? And I'm just going to talk about Christian Scientists, for instance. You know, believe the primary method of healing should be prayer.
So I think
Christian Science practitioners and nurses do not diagnose, administer drugs, or provide any sort of physical therapy or medical treatment. So that's what they believe. So that means that if my child is having pneumonia, there's medication, there's things you do to help that child with pneumonia, something that you know what I'm saying?
Right,
or
pneumonia,
the flu, or
cancer,
if they're running a fever.
Chemotherapy, radiation therapy. I mean,
yeah,
that's part of healthcare.
But wait a minute. But they don't believe in administering any of that, and they have that right in our country under the Constitution. So what do we say to them? So if we infringe upon, you know, what we're talking about right here, you know, a parent's right to decide medically for their children, what do we say to these individuals? And then I'm just, you know, it was amazing to me.
In my opinion, Senator, it's not health care. This, you know, I read this earlier. This is on Chloe Cole's Twitter feed. It talks about D-Trans Day. D-Transitioner, LD D-Trans makes her first public appearance at D-Trans Awareness Day. Layla Jane had her breast removed at 13 years old. Let me read that again. Layla Jane had her breast removed at 13 years old and is now suing some of the same, quote, doctors, unquote, that Chloe Cole is suing. So I hear this thing about, oh, this doesn't happen. There's no surgeries. That just doesn't happen. You're crazy, Senator.
No, what
you're
about
crazy.
This? What about this,
but it
Senator?
Does. It's happening.
No, talk to me about this, Senator.
Yes.
What about these parents, these rich parents, whose children are having breast implants? What do we think about that?
Well, heck, in Missouri, you can't even go to the tanning bed unless you're 18. But you're telling me it's okay for a 13-year-old to have a breast
though.
Cut off,
what
Senator?
What about breast augmentation? What about tummy tucks? What about all of these things that they're doing for children that are getting right now all of the plastic surgery?
Well, let's ban it too, then.
Offer all of that.
Hey, I'm in. I'm in, Senator. Offer an amendment, and we will ban plastic surgeries. I don't think it's okay for 17, 16-year-olds have breast implants?
Well, that's what they're doing. They're having breast implants.
I'm against that.
Botox parties.
Are you
for that? What's the side effects of Botox?
I'm against Botox parties, too. Let's put it all in there, Senator.
And see, this is your belief, though. But what about under the Constitution? Their right and freedom to choose that, though. You're infringing upon their right.
They can't get in a tanning bed until they're 18 years old.
Wait a minute. No, Senator.
What about under the Constitution? They can't vote until they're 18. They can't drink alcohol until they're 21.
It says the Amish will not allow heart transplant or heart surgery because they view the heart as the soul of the body. So if I have a clogged artery and that's my faith, they don't allow it. So their children couldn't get a heart surgery, if the doctor tell them that's what they need, they say, well, we can't allow them to have it
that's
because that's
healthcare.
Not our faith.
A kid saying
that's
that,
a parent.
Hey, I think a girl that young, a 13-year-old girl that says, hey, I think I'm a boy, and them giving her drugs so she can grow some weird appendage off of the inside of her leg, that's not healthcare, Senator.
It depends,
that's
Senator.
Not healthcare.
That's your view.
What health does that improve?
That's your view.
What health does that improve?
That is your view.
13-year-old
This
Layla
is
Jane
not your child. How can
had
you
a breast
love,
cut off. What
so
kind of health care is that?
You're saying that you love their
was her,
children.
Was she dying
Listen,
because she had breasts?
You're saying that
no,
you love their children more than they love their children.
No,
you're
I'm
trying
not
to
saying
say
that
you
all.
Have. Yes,
I'm
you
saying
are.
That we should protect
you're
the kids.
You're saying that you have more compassion for their children than they have. You're saying that they're not protecting their children.
The young black teenager in Jamie Reed's story that took puberty blockers and had sex with a boy.
Senators, if you could please keep decorum in your inquiry. Thank you. Please proceed.
We can yell at each other all we want.
Yeah, I think we have decorum.
What?
But listen. But look, hold up.
So you're saying
but
it's
no,
okay
but
for the young black
they
teenager
are doing their
in
remedies.
St. Louis.
Listen, They are
it's
exhausting
okay for her to be
their
on puberty
remedies
blockers where it
under
thins her vaginal
the Constitution
wall, and
under
then
law.
She has sex with the boy and has
they
to have emergency
are,
surgery?
They are
that's
exhausting
okay?
their remedies under the Constitution. If it was okay for them and their parents, they made that decision. And that person is exhausting their remedies under the Constitution. So I'm just trying to, so let me read this. You talking about what you want to read. Here, it says the First Amendment of the United States Constitution protects the right to freedom of religion, freedom of expression from government interference. It prohibits any laws that establish a national religion, impede the free exercise of religion, abridge the freedom of speech, infringe upon the freedom of press, interfere with the right to peacefully assemble, which that's another conversation that you're interfering with. We ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't got to that bill yet. Or prohibit citizens from petitioning. That's another bill. We gotta talk about that.
If I wanted to cut
people
off
from
the
petitioning
hand of the Senator
from
Green,
for a government
I can do that?
Redress
is that what you're
agreement.
Telling me?
So listen, they have the freedom of government redress of their grievances. And what I'm trying to say to you is, you are, if you infringe upon this right, where do we stop? Because right now, I can come in and tell you, if that's the case,
Senator,
that I don't
it,
like the way
illegal?
You're raising your kids.
Is it
culturally,
illegal to go
I
up to
think
your
that
kids
you should do
shoot
differently
them
with your kids. So
take
if
a knife
I tell
and
you
stab
that,
them in the foot. Is it
right.
illegal to go up to your
what
kid and stab
the
them in the knife in the foot?
School their kids? Hold up, I got another one.
What you're saying doesn't make any sense.
It does.
No, it
you,
doesn't.
It don't make sense to you because you're looking at your own ideology.
I want to know, Senator, I want to know. Okay.
No.
Is it okay for a 13-year-old boy to cut off his penis?
It is up to that parent
oh,
to make
Lord.
That decision.
Oh, my Lord. Really?
So you're deciding
it's
for that
parent. It's up to
parent.
That parent? You
that
just said that it's up to that
has
parent.
Told their parent.
If it's okay for the 13-year-old boy to cut off his penis.
Listen. That parent and that child and that doctor is making that decision. I'm talking about the Constitution.
Well, I'm talking
about the freedom of individual rights.
If you want to talk about the bill we're debating, we'll talk about the bill we're debating.
Senators.
We are talking about the bill we're debating. That's the Constitution, freedom of individual rights.
Senators, I would remind you to keep decorum in the chamber.
We can yell if we want to, Mr. President, Madam President.
Right.
If we want to yell at each other, we can, as long as we don't call each other names.
Senators, right. I've asked that you keep decorum in the chamber. Thank you.
But anyway, what I'm saying is individual rights. And, Senator, we have those rights afforded to us under the Constitution. And we have
Senator,
the freedom of expression, the freedom of religion.
If I want to cut off my daughter's breast,
if
you think
my
that's
daughter
all right?
tells me that she
all right?
is going to, if my daughter tells me that she's in a suicidal state and she's going to commit suicide because she feels like she's going through some mental dysphoria, what do you want me, you know, to do about that? What about
counseling? Counseling
listen,
would be the first thing.
What about circumcision?
What about circumcision? Are they cutting off a boy's penis? No,
I mean, some
not.
People don't
no,
do
not.
Circumcision. Some people don't believe in circumcision. You know? And let me ask you this. During COVID, we allow parents the individual right to choose whether their kids would get vaccinated during COVID by using a Form 19 vaccination waiver in Missouri. What about that freedom? See, if that's the case, this was during a pandemic. And everybody... whether somebody had COVID or not, they were putting other people who had made compromised health conditions at risk.
Senator,
and during that pandemic,
I'm still caught up in the fact that you
during
think
that
it's
pandemic,
okay
we
if
allow,
a parent cuts off his 13-year-old boy's penis because
that's
between
up to, that's
them
the
two.
Individual right under the Constitution of that parent and that child to decide their health care.
We call that child
I didn't say
abuse,
anything
Senator.
Was right.
We
what
call
you
that
consider
child abuse.
Right, what you consider right is not right for those individual families. I'm talking about the Constitution. And I'm talking about how do we justify any of this under the Constitution? This bill under the Constitution. How do we, you know, justify this bill under the Constitution? You kept, and then you was talking to, you know, well, let me do this. I'm going to, you know, you had a conversation with the senator from...
I'm enjoying this conversation. I'm finding more and more about Democrat priorities all the time. Hey, it's all right if you want to cut off your 13-year-old son's penis.
It's all right if you want to cut off your 13-year-old's breasts. This is not about
Democrats or Republicans.
This is not about Democrats or Republicans. This is about, if you want to talk about Democrats or Republicans, this is about Republicans who has a hypocrisy of a crooked line. You want small government when it fits your ideology, but when it doesn't fit your ideology or your narrative, you want big government.
Senator,
you
want to interfere. I'm against child abuse.
Life. You don't want child abuse.
Cutting
you don't
off
care
your
about
13-year-old
child abuse.
Son's
Senator,
penis
you don't
is child
care
abuse.
About child abuse because you vote for guns all the time. You have no care about child abuse. When we have a suicide at the rate of 56% in Missouri, gun suicide, you don't care
you
among children.
You know what the one, number one cause of death in the state of Missouri is?
Suicide.
Abortion. We
it's
can get
not.
Out. We can
Missouri
start talking about abortion
the lowest
too, Senator.
Abortion rate per any state fit in the 50 states.
Hey, Senator,
we've
I'm glad,
had
that,
the
I'm glad
rate
that you inquired of me
you,
because I've learned a lot.
Banned abortion.
I've learned a lot that you and the
Listen,
Democrats
Senator,
think it's
I know
okay
you don't
to cut
this,
off
you don't
a 13-year-old boy's
fair
penis.
Dialogue
and because
you
that's
wanna,
between the parents
Madam
and the
President,
son.
Madam President.
Senator from the 4th.
Madam President.
Oh, don't.
Senator.
Oh, I'm ready. Keep going.
No, I mean, Madam President, can I inquire of the senator from Cass, please?
Does the senator from Cass yield to the senator from the 4th? Sergeant Arms, if you could please find the senator from Cass.